plate a potential nugget.
And now shifting the focus to, let's say, the mere mortals, the non-unicorns, if you will.
Right. The rest of us, including me.
and me, if I could throw myself in. You talk about, you know, leaders being self-delusional rather than self-aware. And you, in the book Insight, you talk about three things, right? Knowledge, emotion, and behavioral blindness. Given the work I do, I see this as an epidemic, if you will, right? I'm really curious about your research here around why is it so? Why is it that so many people are self-delusional rather than self-aware?
Oh, that's a big question. So there are really two main contributors, at least according to our research. Some of them come from inside of us with just the way humans are built. And then the other cause comes from our environment. So just to take the first one, there's so much to this, but essentially humans are built to see ourselves with rose-colored glasses. It's sort of like, if you think about it, it's like eating sugar. You know, it feels great, but in the long term, it's not good for us. And not eating sugar takes a lot of discipline, and it takes that daily commitment that we were talking about. And so, you know, the inclination of most people on a day-to-day basis is focus on the problems, focus on the emergency of the day. And then in addition to that, the way we're wired, we're just not aware of so many of our unconscious thoughts and feelings, and even a lot of our behaviors. So we're sort of born with a blindfold on. And if you think about it, if that's our default state, it's no wonder that so many people have so much room to improve their self-awareness. The other piece of that I think is important to mention is 95% of people believe that they're self-aware, and only about 10 to 15% of people actually are. And of course, that vastly oversimplifies it, but just to give you kind of the high level. And so this thought of, well, I'm self-aware, I don't really need to work on my self-awareness is kind of the default state. But then if we look externally and we look at, this has been found in almost every culture around the world, we are living in a world where we are more and more focused on ourselves while at the same time seeing ourselves less and less clearly. And you look at things like social media and reality TV and the self-esteem movement, which it turns out self-esteem actually doesn't help us be more successful. All of those things are creating an environment where we're being tempted to become more self-absorbed and less self-aware. So, you know, if you take a step back from all of that, it's so easy to, you know, think about that terrible, unself-aware boss that we work for example, and say, well, that person's just a bad person. They obviously don't want to be better. It really is not that simple in most cases, in my experience, is that lack of awareness isn't an indictment of who we are as people. It really is just something we have to consciously decide to push past. And again, that's why our unicorns were so inspiring.
Self-awareness is indeed like a catch-22, where sometimes it's hard for us to see ourselves objectively and have a view on whether we are self-aware or not. On a lighter note, asking somebody if they're self-aware is a bit like asking a drunk person if he or she is sober. You need to take the response you get with a pinch of salt, to put it mildly. If this topic is of interest, you might want to listen to a nugget further down in my conversation with Tasha, where we speak about the catch-22 phenomenon of self-awareness. Thank you for listening. For more podcast content, please visit playtopotential.com. The website also has content organized by specific themes in the curated playlist section. And to know more about the leadership and transition advisory work I do, please visit the About section at playtopotential.com.